Blog Talk Radio.
I feel bad for Lance because I tell him to call in whenever he's ready before the show starts. Then he has to hear an earful before the show starts, and then he has to hear an earful while the show starts. But for the people listening to this, you're here, you're at Scoop Slam Radio. You know, Lance, real quick before we let everybody know that Mike's not here today, so we're gonna say whatever we want. I'm going to let you say whatever you want. Eh? There's no holds barred. When I have to say Scoop Slam, or when I'm setting the show up and it says Scoop Slam, what does that remind you of? Because me, it's what's that thing called, a hi-li or whatever? You know them big scoops that they throw the ball or whatever in hi-li? That's what that reminds me of. What does it remind you of?
Just hearing the word Scoop Slam just makes me think of what Adrian Monica could go through if he keeps messing with me. I've been in the gym training. I've been lifting weights, and he can get scooped and slammed if he keeps it up. But anyway, it's your boy Lance Winters here. How's it going, guys? We are at Scoop Slam Radio, and this is the no mic edition, so I can say whatever I want. And he wants to talk about me being scared. Well, he can listen to me and hear it. I'm not scared of nothing.
You sure can.
What's going on?
Did you see that AJ Mana was in the Mexican Independence Day parade?
Yeah, I didn't know he was Mexican, so it's pretty cool taking advantage of other cultures just to get a little shine and rub for himself. I mean, anybody can take an opportunity, and I got nothing but love for that.
He is,
get your money.
He is the Lucha Libre Alliance world champion, so I know that sticks in your craw or whatever because he beat Warhawk for that bad boy, but he's got Red Sparrow coming up. To defend that belt. Real quick before we tell the people what's happening, give me your thoughts on that because that's right around the corner.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be October 16th. And
ooh,
the last match was a rematch.
For a month.
Yeah, the rematch happened between Warhawk and, you know, AJ Mana. You know, Warhawk didn't win. Warhawk was trying to shake hands and be all professional. And I don't know, maybe it's because I haven't been around this summer. You know, I've been doing my own thing. But that's not something we advocate here at the Beast of War. We don't shake hands with our enemies. We don't make peace. And Spider had to remind him that when he smacked AJ Mana with that kendo stick going off on him. When I'm not there, Red Spider's in charge. He's the number one dog. And he had to educate or re-educate Warhawk on our policies and how we behave because we don't be shaking the hands of our enemies. We plot for our next win. So that made it official with the commissioner board there. So Lucha Libre Alliance, next show is going to have my boy Red Spider go up against AJ Mana. And just to make things, you know, solid and sticking, I'm going to be there this time. And I'm going to make sure things go smooth because we don't need no Jey Uso moments where we have people from within trying to crumble. We don't do that here.
But it's funny because I talked to Red Spider Rudo and I'm like, dude, AJ Mana says there is no way that somebody is beating him. And him, because he says, this is my home gym. This is my home Metroflex sports complex. Nobody's going to beat me for the belt, especially here. And Red Spider Rudo said this. he couldn't stop laughing. So, well, as it gets closer, unfortunately, since I won't be here, you could enlighten the people as it gets closer. Maybe we can get them on here and talk a little bit about that because – That whole faction, that whole team has been on fire with Red Spider Rudo, Warhawk, and Silver Tiger. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're hoping to get Alan Goez on here at 7:45 p.m. at about 7:45 mark. He's got a big seminar coming up at the Lyoto Machida Academy, which is literally right behind from where I work. So I've known Alan Goez for a long time. I mean, we're talking years. The last time I went to go see him, it was, I want to say 2000 and, dude, I'm going to say like 2009, maybe 2010 or whatever. And, dude, real quick, both Sergio and I are fat, okay? I was about 302 pounds back then. Sergio was pushing at least 310. So we were training. We've been training with Delo for a while. And we went to his gym and all that. And I remember like it was yesterday. I had him completely in cross-side position. Like I'm right across, like chest to chest, right? And I'm a big, I was a big fat Marrano back then. And in my, I was hooked under the back of his neck and I had it locked. I had a gable grip. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I got this motherfucker right now. You know, Alan Goas, black belt, pride, you know, champion, fought Mark Coleman. Before I could even blink my eyes, he hit a ghost escape, and before I knew it, I was on my back, and he was right back on top. And in my mind, I'm going, what the hell happened? So that is something I remember for sure. But he's been around for a long time, and he's been a good friend of you know, mine for a long time. It was actually, he has a dojo in Mission Viejo. So we went out there, and dude, you know, of course we're riding TJ style. It's me, Sergio, and his nephew, Oscar. We're in the truck, right? I think his mom needed him to take some tires to his sister or whatever. So when they came to pick me up, he had tires and a couch, I think, in the back of the car. I'm like, dude, we got to drive TJ's thing. Nah, man, because my mom wants me to drop this off at my sister's house. So we're driving to Mission Viejo, and not only did we get stopped once, we got stopped twice out there. But you know, we didn't go, oh, what's up, man? It was because we're Mexican. We're like, nah, dude, we're gonna go see Alan Goas. We're gonna go, well, what are you gonna do over there? We're gonna go do a live broadcast, you know, or whatever. And he's looking in the back, and he goes, and he's looking like he's thinking we should have a guy. And he just, you know, man, just go. Just go. So that was the last time I got to see Alan Goas. Or I mean, seen him here and there before, but you know, when you're riding TJ style, you get pulled over in Mission Viejo. So anyways, we're hoping to get him on in about the 7:45 mark. But you know what, Lance? I've been through that the many years, you know, working for Tap Out Radio and Sinister Radio and On the Mat. During the week is when most of them train. You know, they have schools, they have classes, and the main adult class usually goes from 7 till about 8:30. The kids' class is usually from like 5 to 6:30 or whatever. So 9 times out of 10, they're on the mat training or whatever, and it's like, dude, I called you. Bro, completely, because you're training. You don't got your phone on you, you know, when you're training or whatever. So hopefully he'll be on. If not, no big deal. We'll keep going, because believe me, between my big mouth and the anger and the loathing that Lance has that's coming up in the business, we have plenty to talk about. So with that being said, I'm going to take a quick break, Lance. I'm going to reset. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, my last day and what's been going on in the wrestling business and stuff like that. So hang on real quick. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
Hold on a second. What the heck is going on here? All right. I screwed that up. I had a Dusty Rhodes quote, and I pushed the wrong button. But for the people listening, you're here. You had Scoopy Scoop Slam. You have no idea, Lance, how Mike and I went back and forth on that. He goes, yeah, bro, my podcast is going to be called Scoop Slam Radio. And I'm like, Scoop Slam? I'm like, what's that got to do with wrestling? He goes, you know, when you scoop somebody up and you slam them or whatever. And I was, oh my God. So we're here, Scoop Slam, with my man Lance. And we'll talk a little bit about that before we went on air and stuff like that, that, you know, I'm like, hey bro, it's going to be my last show, 'cause I'm going to get out the business and, you know, blah, blah, blah or whatever. So real quick, Lance, this is, it's good that we have this platform, you know, to talk about, because this is just one thing that I want to get clear. Because people, you know, Lance, you know, in the business, there's nobody in this whole business is going to like you. You know what I mean? There's going to be people, a lot of haterism and stuff like that. So you're never going to be, you know, loved by everybody. When I worked for Tap Out, the owner, Mask, he used to say, Charles Lewis, he used to say, bro, if you ain't got a little bit of haterism, people hating you, you ain't doing something right. He goes, because you're just trying to please everybody. So that's what I'm saying. So here's the thing with that, because people go, dude, why bring Lance in? What are you doing bringing Lance in or whatever? He's still green and he hasn't done this. And I'm like, let me tell you something, man. This is the whole reason why. When I see people who are hungry and want to do something for the business, and this is what tipped it off. When we did the show over there at Metroflex, and it was a Lucha Libre Alliance show, and I don't think I was working that show or whatever, but they're like, bro, there was a hardcore match. Can we sweep that crap out of the ring? Where Lance's like, dude, I got it, man. Boom, and he was on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, see, this man doesn't like, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not like, there's nothing above him or like beyond him or whatever. So I got it, bro. And I'm like, see, this dude gets it. You know, it's about the business. It's not about you. It's about, you know, what's best for business or whatever. So then started bringing him in. And Lance, you remember from before when I was working for On the Mat and I had to do the interviews with Guyam and them and we had heat. So I said, well, bring Lance in and he could handle it or whatever. So I knew what you were capable of. So the point I'm trying to make is those are the people that I gravitate to. You know what I mean? If you're willing to, you know, come on the air and it's like, bro, sometimes you get paid just like wrestling. Sometimes you don't. If you make a little bit of money, cool. But I want a platform to get my stuff out there so people, you know, recognize what I got going on in the business and stuff like that. So you kind of understand what I'm saying, Lance?
Yeah, and I appreciate it because, yeah, I am kind of a jack of all trades. I can do any part, almost any part in this business. You know, I understand what to do. I understand the goal. Most importantly, understand the show is not all about me. And not a lot of guys can do that. A lot of guys need the spotlight on them. They need their name on the poster. They need their picture on the poster. They need to get paid X-ray. And to be honest, you're right. Like you said earlier, not all people are going to like you. But if you're doing what you're doing, the people that do like you, they're going to see what you're full of and what you're made of. You know, we met each other, I want to say 6 years ago now. And since then, I've been filling every hat, every role needed, you know, whether it was ring gear, photography, even going into announcing and even recently refereeing, you know, and all those things. I'm not getting paid top dollar. I'm not asking for the price everybody else asked for. I'm just asking for an opportunity just to show myself, have everyone see, oh man, this guy can do it all. You know, I don't need to get paid on Tuesdays or Thursdays for my show. I just need the platform, like you said, so that way I can perform and give people a reason to tune in. And I think the numbers don't lie when we look at our stats.
Hey, Lance, I got a big problem here.
Yep.
Hang on one second. Okay. I screwed up and didn't put 90 minutes on the time, so we're about to go off air in 2 minutes. So I got to shut it down and reboot it back up. Okay, so I'm going to take us out. Go ahead and hang up. I'll get back to you to call back to the show, and we'll be back. It's going to take like about 3 minutes, all right?
Sounds good, boss man.
All right, we'll be right back after. Hang on, everybody.